Welcome back to a new episode of Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shaw. How is everyone doing? I am very excited for today's episode because the topic is I told a fib, or the topic is I told a little white lie. I don't know which one sounds better yet. I don't know which sounds more dramatic, fib or lie. But anyway, the point is I said in my Insta stories on TikTok, again, that's where I always give the topic each week. So make sure you're following me at Robin Shaw Comic. I said, guys, call in. Just tell me a little white lie or a fib that you've kept up for years. Okay. Now, I was trying to think. I'm not a liar. But I was thinking about this one little fib I told, and I kept up for years. Not just years. I still haven't told the people that it's not true. And I feel like they may listen to this podcast because they both follow me still on social media. So will they listen to this? I don't know. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm admitting this. Okay, here we go. So what happened was I went to sleepaway camp. I actually went to acting sleepaway camp. And it was only supposed to be gone for like 3 weeks or whatever. And I was like really nervous about going away. And my friend Ala and Lauren said, what we'll do is while you're away, we'll write letters to you as your like very cool boyfriend. So this way you look cool in front of these people at camp. And I was like, you guys are the greatest friends ever. Thanks. So anyway, I go to sleepaway camp and I become really close with these two girls. And like third day into camp, I get a letter from my boyfriend, Joey. And they're like, you have a boyfriend? I was like, yeah. He's such a jock. He's like on the, I was like 12, right? And I was like, he's, you know, on the football team and he's so smart. And like, I read the letter. It was like the most girly handwriting ever. And then, oh wait, this is the most embarrassing part. Oh my gosh, I can't even want to admit this. But we took pictures of me and Lauren. Lauren was wearing a baseball cap. So it was like from the back of her, like hugging me. And they slipped the picture in the envelope with the letter of like from Joey, Ala and Lauren, saying how much they miss me and they love me. And the picture of me and Lauren, but from the back because she was wearing a baseball hat, looked like some boy. And so my two like friends that I made at camp were like, oh, this is so sweet. Now, Ala and Lauren must have, in those 3 weeks, must have written me 10 letters. Like every day I'd get a letter from Joey. So then I became really close with these two friends at camp. And throughout the year, like first I told them like, oh, Joey and I broke up like during the year because I couldn't tell them that boyfriend wasn't real. And then like over the next couple of summers, because we kept going back to this camp, they'd always be like, oh, do you ever talk to Joey? And I'm like, no, we had like a bad falling out. So I kept up that lie for years. And then, you know, we kind of grew up. We all went our separate ways. And then over the last couple of years, we all started following each other, me and these two other girls. And it has been weighing on me that for all these years, I've been holding this little fib. There was no Joey. It was Ala and Lauren. And I never had a boyfriend in middle school. That's not true. I did have a boyfriend. His name was, well, I won't say his name, but he broke up with me because he joined a gang. Not a real gang. It was like from his temple. They did nothing. All right. Anyway, now we're off topic. So I'm going to get security in here and then we will open up the lines. But before I do, I just want to remind everyone, I'm going to be leaving for a tour. If you want to come see me live, you can see me in Detroit, Vancouver, Toronto, Seattle, San Diego, Phoenix, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and New York City for the New York Comedy Festival in Town Hall. A lot of these shows are already starting to sell out. So get your tickets now at robinshaw.com. And I can't wait to see you guys there. All right. Security.
Yeah.
Now I have a question.
Yes.
Have you ever told a lie or fib?
Never.
Do you have a lie or fib you would like to?
Yeah, I do.
Is it one that you kept up for years?
Oh, yeah.
What?
So I met, what was it? First date.
Oh God, he's already can't get it out.
Went on a date with this woman, yeah. And this is years ago. And on the first date, she told me her favorite book was Pride and Prejudice, and I just said, oh my goodness, I love that book. It's like I read it multiple times, and then. I never read it.
I figured.
And so I really liked her. So when I got home, mm-hmm. On Amazon, I rented Pride and Prejudice to watch the movie. I got like 20 minutes in. I was bored out of my mind. So then I just read the summary online.
Now you know how we feel about your news stories.
Okay. So we dated for years, and I never and I brought up Pride and Prejudice multiple times because I knew what the story was now.
Yeah,
but I never admitted that I never read it before. And
to this day, that girl never knows. Doesn't know.
Yeah, never knew.
Bring in Richie's and Gertie's eggs. I wish like
where's Joey? Is Joey around?
Who's Joe? Oh. My brain's not working. All right, let's open up the lines and hear other people's white lies.
Okay, Robin, we got Monica on the line.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on Cold Waiting.
No problem.
Okay, so today's topic is my little white lie. So what do you have for us? Tell us the story.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I have a story for you. Well, when I was 11 and my friend was 11, it was the summer before sixth grade. She and her family had planned a trip with their houseboat to an island near where we lived. And she had asked if I could come along. And of course, that sounded like a great time. And so I asked my parents and they said yes. And so I planned to go on this trip with her family. And it was just me and her family. And that consisted of her mom, dad, her older brother, Dan, herself and her little sister, Olivia. We go on this houseboat and we get to this island and basically they just dock the boat and then we go and run around the island all day, do all this sort of fun stuff and very busy. And by the time we get back home or back to the houseboat, we're exhausted. So everybody sleeps really, really well. Well, I have to describe the layout of the houseboat to you real quick. So the back of the houseboat has like a little deck that kind of touches against the dock and you walk over that into the door. And once you go through the door, you're inside the houseboat. And on the left, there's like a little tiny bedroom with a door. And if you keep walking, you get into the kitchen. So the kitchen's on your right and there's like a little dining table on your left that turns into a bed. And that's where her older brother slept. Like they would convert it to a bed or whatever.
Okay.
And then if you go a little bit further in the front of the boat, there was another bedroom. That's where her parents and her little sister Olivia slept. And Sarah and I slept in the little bedroom in the right when you walk in the little bedroom. And so one night, you know, we go to bed, everything's normal, and I wake up and I'm kind of disoriented and I look around and I'm not really recognizing where I am, which is strange. And I'm kind of like, you know, it's upsetting a little bit. And so I'm trying to wake up my friend and I'm like, Sarah, wake up. And I'm like jostling her. And I suddenly realize it's not Sarah. It's her older brother, Dan.
Okay.
And I'm like, yes. So I'm like, oh, what? And so I'm like petrified because I realize I'm not in that little bedroom anymore. I'm in the bed that the table converts to the bed that Dan sleeps in, and Dan's next to me. And he's like 3 or 4 years older than we are. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And everybody's still asleep. And luckily I did not wake him up. When I was trying to wake him up, when I thought he was my friend, he didn't wake up. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I realized that I had slept walk from our bedroom and climbed. I was against the wall. So I had climbed over her brother and got on the inside of the bed. And I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, because I've slept walk before when I was little, but it wasn't like enough that it was a problem or an issue or anything. It wouldn't have even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And so I crawl over him and I go and nobody's awake. I go back into the bedroom and I shut the door and I kind of the terror subsides and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, my pants are wet. I wet the bed.
No.
Yes. I wet the bed because when I woke, when I realized it was her brother, I got so petrified. I was like,
wait, so I was you like, peed in his bed and left?
Yes, I did. I was like, all I could think of was like, if her parents find out that I'm in bed with her older brother, scandal of it all. That's how my parents, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I changed my clothes. I put on dry clothes in that bedroom and I shoved my wet clothes in the bottom of the backpack. and I like crawl back into bed with my friend and I go back to sleep. Like I left it. I left it there. I was like, there's no, I can't face them. I can't be like, hey, I slept walking into my brother's bed and I peed myself. So
then did everyone think that he peed his bed?
Well, so I woke up, we woke up normal. Like I went back to bed, everybody woke up and I woke up to the sound of her mother. She like, what she would do is turn the bed back into a table when they woke up. And so they were up and all of a sudden I hear, what is this?
Oh, God.
Dan, did you wet the bed? And he's like, no, I did not. He's like, and she's like, you did, it's wet. And he's like, No, I didn't. It must have been Olivia. And Olivia wasn't even sleeping in there. I don't even know why they would even consider it. But he was like, no, it must have been Olivia. And then they're like, Olivia, did you wet the bed? And she's like, no.
You should have been like, this family is disgusting. I got to go.
I know, but I was so horrified. I didn't say anything. And they didn't even ask me because I'm like trying to think from their perspective now. I'm like, they must have not been like, oh, well, this girl must have slept walk over and climbed into bed with him and peed.
I would have
bed
done the same thing.
The
I can't even tell you how many people's furniture I've got my period on and then just quickly walked away and blamed it on someone else.
I know, it's so embarrassing, but I mean.
Oh my God, this was so good. All right, well, thank you. We will keep your secret. We won't tell anyone.
Thank you. I appreciate
everyone
it.
Everyone who's listening, don't tell Olivia and family.
Yes, please don't.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much. I will I will keep your secret for a lifetime. Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh.
What a twist.
What
at
a
the
twist.
End.
Wait,
what a
can
twist.
I tell you I went on an emotional roller coaster? Because first she said she like didn't know where she was. Then she's in bed with an older guy. Like there was so many twists and turns. I'm like, where is this going? Am I gonna have to call the police? And ultimately she was the bad guy.
Yeah, and it was such like a ta-da! What
yeah,
an ending.
She's a good storyteller.
Great storyteller.
I like that she didn't give it away.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, because she didn't start with, do you want to hear about the time I peed in someone else's bed? She didn't start that way. She went, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
I was on the edge of my seat.
All right, let's do another call.
All right, Robin, we have Cynthia on the line.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Robin. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you. I love you.
I am so excited to talk to you. I love you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm very good.
So today's topic is my little fib I told. What do you have for us?
Several years ago, my husband and I were shopping, and I saw a beautiful pair of fake 2-carat diamond studs, and they were gorgeous. But they were fake. And fake is all I really can use because I lose things.
Same. So, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. So I'm not, you know, I don't deserve good things because I lose them. So anyway, my husband bought them for me. But he said, now, are you going to go around and tell everybody they're fake? And I said, no, why would I do that? And he said, because you have a way of doing that. And I said, no, I'm going to just wear them and enjoy them. So a few weeks later, we went out to dinner with good friends, and this friend, whose name was Carol, loved good jewelry. And I was wearing my new earrings, and she took one look at me and screamed. She said, oh my God, what are you wearing? Those are magnificent. And she even got up and looked at them, and she just raced. She said, why didn't you tell me you were buying, you know, said to my husband, you were buying her this. Anyway, my husband and I looked at each other, but because of our previous, you know, pact about this, I didn't say a word. I just took her compliments and accept and didn't say anything. A few weeks later, she called me and she said, guess what my husband just bought me? 2-carat diamond earrings, just like yours. And I said, oh, shit. I mean, she, it wasn't a money thing. It was more that, you know, now I had, you know, $20 earrings on and she was wearing $40,000 earrings and she thought we were sisters. I felt horrible. My husband felt horrible, but still, we didn't say anything. But as time went on, because we were really good friends with them and we saw them a lot, my husband said, you know what? I'm going to buy you real 2-carat diamond earrings.
And did he?
Because he couldn't stand it. Yes. He went out and he bought me the real thing. And from that point on, we felt more comfortable. We never told her, but we felt like we weren't hiding anything.
Okay. I have to ask you a question. Was this all a trick to get your husband to buy you $40,000 earrings?
No, because let me tell you, no. Let me tell you something else.
Okay.
After that, we happened to go out and I was wearing a beautiful Gucci faux purse.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm into faux.
Yeah.
And she looked at that and said, oh my God, I love your purse. And before she got the words out, I said, it's fake. That's my story.
First, I've never related to a person more. I can't have nice things because I lose them and ruin them. Like, it's just pointless for me to have, like, you know. But I love that you ended up getting real ones as the turn of the story.
Yes, it shows we're honest people, and lying about it did not. It was eating our guts out. So I got the diamond.
You're a good person. I say now we should try this out again. You should tell your husband. Oh, I told Robin I had whatever a Lamborghini. You know, and Robin just bought a Lamborghini. I feel so guilty. I think you should get me one. Let's just see.
You know what? He would feel bad because that's the way he is. He's a great guy. So I love it. I'm lucky. I love meeting you. And we saw you. I saw you in Philly when you were here, me and my daughter, and I will follow you forever.
I appreciate that. Tell your daughter I say hi, and hopefully I'll get to see you again at another show sometime.
Thank you. I'm sure we will.
Okay. Take care. No, I really can't. Our family can't have nice things because we break everything.
But that was so great about our parents. They got us toys and they knew that we were going to play with our toys until we broke it. We played with the toys.
But they never got us nice toys knowing we were going to break them.
No,
like, I've never had, like, nice clothes because I know I'm going to spill something on them.
Yeah, no, that's... They should have put plastic on all of our toys because, like, we spill.
We had plastic on all our furniture.
Because they knew that we would have ruined it.
Like, back in, like, the 60s and 70s, they put plastic on all their furniture. Well, that was our grandfather's job, was to put, you know, so, like, you could literally pee on a couch and it would just, like, pop right off. So our grandfather, that was his job. So he plasticked our whole house. Mm-hmm. Like, you come in, everything was covered in plastic. Probably good for at least our family. Mm-hmm. The only time someone got me real jewelry was Frank got me like something gold, and this was the meanest thing. It was New Year's Eve, and he was like, oh, let's go to Central Park. We were staying in. They're doing fireworks. So I go and I'm watching the fireworks, and I turn and he opens up a box, and I thought he was about to propose, but it was just a necklace. Like, thank you, God. All right, let's take another call.
Okay, Robin, we got Marnie on the line.
Hi, Marnie.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
It's so good to talk to you.
Okay, so today's topic is my little white lies. So what do you have for us?
Okay, so my parents, I must have been a senior in high school or a freshman in college. My parents went away for the weekend. And the entire weekend that they were gone, I pretty much threw a party for the entire weekend. Friends were over. We were drinking, doing things we were not supposed to be doing. And my parents came back, and I think I had pretty much been high all weekend long. And my mother comes into my room after she had been doing some of my laundry, and she throws a packet of rolling papers at me. And she says, you're going for a drug test in the morning.
God.
And there was no way I was passing that drug test. There was no way. And I had a friend who she already thought was a bad influence on me. And so I just blamed it on him. His nickname was Duty. We called him Duty. And so I said, they're Duty's papers. He was trying to smoke joints all weekend. And so the only way I could get him to stop is if I stole the papers, and I must have put them in my pocket. And I swear to you, they were his. And now forever. We just always know everybody in my family, my friends, we just blame it on duty. It's duty's fault.
There's so many layers to this. First off, it's so funny that his name is Duty, because like to blame something on duty is just funny in itself. Wait, did your mom believe you?
Oh yeah, totally. She was like, I'm so glad that you told me and I'm so proud of you. You really stood up to him. And I got out of the drug test. So, you know, win-win.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Except for Duty. Poor Duty.
Poor Duty. Always felt bad for Duty. Duty's always having a hard time. That's so funny. When I was like a kid, I used to smoke cigarettes like in middle school. And I remember I was at my friend's house and we smoked cigarettes. So then we like doused ourselves in perfume. And I got into my mom's car and she's like, why do you reek like of like different perfumes? And I was like, oh, we got into a perfume fight. And then she, I don't know, somehow she believed me or she just didn't want to fight me on it. And then like, I remember a couple months later, I invited my friend over. I was like, oh, you want to come over to smoke? I meant weed. But my mom thought it was cigarettes. And she was like, I can't believe you're smoking cigarettes. And I was like, kind of same thing. I was like, no, mom, it's not that I want to. I feel so peer pressured. Except where you painted the story that you said no. I painted it like I was a loser who can't say no and needs help. And my mom's like, I understand.
Oh.
I know, poor mom. Oh my gosh, now I'm confessing more lies. I wasn't even meaning to. You're good at this. You're getting me to confess.
I am a social worker, so.
Oh, you are? All right, well, anyway, when I was five. No, I'm kidding. As I just start using this as a session for me.
Well, I'm a sex therapist, so any questions you have, I'm open.
Wait, you are a sex therapist?
Okay, I'm leaving. Bye. I'm a sex therapist.
Wait, I'm going to message you. I want to have you on because I have so many questions.
Okay.
What does it mean? Okay. I'm going to get my thoughts in order. I'm going to message you. We're going to have you back on. I'm going to have a whole list of questions.
Okay. Sounds good.
And this is to everyone listening. If your kid lies to you about drugs, just know one day they'll grow up as a therapist and help others.
There you go. See?
Nice little twist.
It's a happy ending.
Happy ending. All right. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
When I have a sex therapist on, we will have Belinda fill in for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every time she fills in, I just feel like it's like a parent is gone and I could just have fun. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't have fun with you. I'm just saying it's a different like.
And if things go bad, you just blame it on duty.
Can that be our inside joke now? Well, with everyone listening, guys, yeah. From now on, like let's say a call drops or anything from this point forward, not just this episode, from this point forward, if anything goes wrong.
We blame it on duty.
No, but you have too many mistakes for it.
That's all. I thought I was getting off for everything.
Every time I'm like, that's a boring segment. You're like, duty came up with it. All right, let's take another call.
Okay, Robin, we got Kelly on the line.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to Call Waiting.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am a big fat liar, so we're connecting on that.
So am I. I meant to just tell like one lie that I've told, and now I've literally gone through like 50 lies I've already told. So,
good.
Nothing you could say could shock us. Tell us the story.
Yeah. So I go on a date with this guy, and I have taken 5 years of Spanish, and I studied abroad in a Spanish-speaking country, but only for 2 weeks. And I can't like conjugate anything. I can basically understand like how to go to the bathroom and how to order a beer. Like my Spanish is, I haven't practiced in like 10 years. So I go on this date with this guy, and we're talking. I'm like, yeah, I speak Spanish, and then he starts speaking like basically fluent Spanish right there. And he practices. He's a lawyer, and he on the side practices every week with like he has like someone he talks to over Zoom and practices Spanish every week for like the past 5 or 6 years or something. And he's like fluent, and he keeps trying to like then he was like trying to talk me into going to a bunch of like trips to Spanish speaking countries with him. And so I ended up just like breaking it off because I was like, I can't keep this up. I can't conjugate. I can't get any further in this relationship. And so I just was like, I can either just be honest and tell him or end it. And I decided just to never speak to him again.
That is literally something I will leave the country before admitting something to someone.
I'm not going to lie. I did Duolingo. Like I tried to like crash Duolingo for like weeks. And yeah. I was like, I don't think I can do this. I can't get this far. You know, it's gone too far. So, but that was 3 years ago. And he just texted me like 2 weeks ago and was like, I'm just thinking about you. We should meet up. And I was like, no.
Can't like, do it. Adios.
Still haven't gotten any better in Spanish. Yeah.
Or, you know what? Start a new lie. Message him. Tell him you have amnesia. And the only thing you've lost is your ability of foreign language. We'll start a brand new lie.
All of these things are so much better than telling the truth. Oh, this is 100% God. Better.
But if you want to give him my number, tell him I know absolutely. French. I don't do awesome. Words. Bonjour and oui. That's about
it.
Okay, I love it. I think you did the right move. Never speak to him again.
Never, absolutely not. Can't do it.
Love it. All right, thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting.
Thank you.
I am going to tell a lie of securities.
Wait, what?
Can I tell one of your lies?
Wait.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay. You wanted to break up with someone. He left the college.
Oh, gosh.
That's an extreme. But you kind of left the college instead of just breaking up with her. You switched schools.
I switched schools.
So, like, instead of her just telling him, hey, I don't actually know more Spanish than that, she just broke up with him. Instead of you just telling your ex, like, hey, I don't want to see you. I don't want to date you anymore. You transferred schools.
Yes.
But this is more of a problem of, like, us being people pleasers.
Yeah.
Like, I would...
Confrontations is not my...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no.
I will do anything not to break up with someone.
Yeah.
Like, I will become the worst human ever just so that they break up with me. Are you the same way?
I transferred to different colleges.
Yeah, that's, like, insane.
Yeah.
But I get it.
You understand. And there are listeners who are like, yeah, I would do the same.
No, there's a lot being like, wow, that guy's a loser. Grow some balls. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm so glad I shared this secret.
You didn't. Duty did. All right, put through another call.
All right, Robin, we have Samantha on the line.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Robin. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
I'm so glad I get to talk to you. Okay, today's topic is I told a little lie. So what do you have for us? Tell us the story.
All right. I do. I guess I'm going to preface by sometimes you tell lies to spare feelings. So I was dating this guy for a few months, and we were getting to the point in our relationship where I was spending more time in his house. So he, being the good guy that he was, wanted to make me feel more comfortable while I was there. So he asked me what I wanted him to keep in the house for me to drink. I had just tried this new drink. It was, I know now, this San Pellegrino orange seltzer. At the time that he was asking me, I completely forgot the name. I just knew that it was something like Italian sounding. So when he asked me, the most Italian sounding drink that I can think of was Fresca.
Okay.
So the next time I came to his house, he indeed bought Fresca, but I took one look at it and I saw that it was not the drink that I had in mind. But the only problem was he didn't just buy like a single bottle of it. He bought like an entire case. And I looked up at him and I was about to tell him like, oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. You know, you bought the wrong drink. But he had this like huge grin on his face and he was so proud that he remembered the name of the drink that I told him. That I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. So I was just like, oh, thank you, honey, so much. And I just drank, you know, through the entire case. But when that case was over, he just bought another case. So I just had to go through our entire relationship with him thinking that my favorite drink was Fresca.
Oh, my gosh.
And, we're now broken up, but I still don't think he ever knew the truth.
That's so funny. I would have done the same thing. I can't. If someone buys me something, even if I don't like it, I'm like, thank you so much. I love it. So if they would have kept buying it, you did the right thing. I actually think, I don't think this is a white lie. I think we're just showing what a great human you are.
Oh, thank you.
I don't count this as a lie. I mean, it is absolutely a lie. But you were just being a noble human.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I cared about him, and he was really wanting to make me happy.
Can you not drink Fresco anymore? Like, when you see Fresco, are you just like, ugh?
Oh, I detest it. I can't.
Oh my God, it's too funny. Today's sponsor, everyone, is Fresco.
Yeah, there you go.
Sending it to all our colons. There's a case coming at you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Robin. I'm coming to see you in November at the New York show. I can't wait.
Oh, you're going to have such a good time. I'm so excited. She's talking about the town hall show in New York City. Don't ask me any questions. See, I can't keep a secret. There's some surprises coming for that show. So just get excited.
Oh, yay. Okay, good. I'm very excited.
Okay, so see you November 5th. No, this is my I'm such a blabbermouth. That's like the third time, like in the last 48 hours, I started telling. See, this is why I don't tell lies, because I can't keep secrets. And now everyone's calling in telling me their secrets, which is why I have this podcast going out to thousands of people. Blame duty. All right, you want to do one more call?
All right, one more call. Okay, Robin, we got Hannah on the line.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey, Robin. How are you doing?
I'm good. You called in on a good day. This is a juicy episode. So tell us the story. What is your little white lie?
Okay, so when I was in high school, I got a tattoo with a friend of mine. Our parents went to the tattoo shop with us, and they, like, signed permission because we were only 16. And so everything went fine. And then when we came back, my parents said, like, that's it. That's the only tattoo you can get. That's it. No more. And that made me want one more.
Right.
So maybe it was like a few months later, some friends of mine and I drove back to a different tattoo shop. And I pretended like I was in town from a different province. I'm from West Coast Canada. So I had just, like, pretended like I flew in from a different province and forgot my ID. And it was like 20 years ago or so. So it was normal that you wouldn't travel with ID. And they bought it. I guess I looked older than I was, or they just didn't care and wanted the money. Anyway, they tattooed me and I hid it from my parents. I continued to get tattoos when I was older. That's the funny thing. I have so many tattoos that they know about now, like as an adult, but they still don't know about this one.
And you never told them. That's so, isn't it funny how, like, even years later, we're still scared of our parents, even when we're grown adults.
There was, like, one moment in high school when the tattoo was, like, on my hip. And when I had my arms in the air or something, and I think they saw it. I think they saw something. They're like, what's that? What's that on your hip? And I was like, nothing. Like, I'm not, nothing. What are you talking about? And I just played it off. And I think because they caught me, I'm just like, I'm going to die on this hill.
Yeah, no, you have to. You have to. When I was 13... Yeah, I was 13. Oh my gosh. Me and one of my girlfriends, I lived on Long Island, which is right outside of the city. And we weren't allowed to go into the city by ourselves. But me and one of my girlfriends snuck into the city. We took the Long Island Railroad to get our belly buttons pierced, right? I was overweight. No one ever sees my stomach. I was like, my parents will never find out, right? So like a week later, I'm talking to my mom. And all of a sudden, I start playing with my belly button in front of her. Like, it was just like, I wasn't even thinking. And my mom's like, what's that? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, what? And my friends were over, and then she, like, kicked them all out of the house, and she sent me upstairs. And then she's like, we will never tell your father. And then I was like, okay. She goes, take it out right now. He'll never know. And I lied to my mom. I was like, Mom, I can't take it out because it'll get infected. It's made up this whole thing. I was like, it has to stay in for at least a month, otherwise it gets infected. She's like, okay, fine. So now, fast forward like 3 months down the road, my mom forgets about the belly button ring. It's in, okay? My dad's on the phone. He's sitting in the kitchen. He's talking. All of a sudden, I put my hair up and my shirt goes up, right? And my dad sees the belly button ring. His eyes bulge out of his head. So I just run for my life. I, like, jet out the front door and I just run like I was Forrest Gump. I just get running, you know? And so then eventually, like, I come home and he starts screaming. And he's like, where could you do this? He goes, you're only 13. You have to be 18. And I couldn't say I went into the city because that's a whole other rule I broke, you know? So I was like, oh, they did it at the mall. And he's like, get in the car. We're going to the mall. You can't, you know?
Oh,
and,
no.
And so then I was like, no, no, no. And then I look at my mom and this angel, my angel of a mother goes, my dad's name, she goes, I took her. And my mom took one for the team. And I hope my dad's not listening to this now because we've never told him. My mom lied for me to cover my massive lies. And we've never told my dad since. Well, till now. Let's hope we'll tell him not to listen to this episode.
Till now.
So anyway, it's a good thing you didn't tell your parents because they don't act well to these situations.
I can't now. Ever since that moment, I felt like I was a little bit caught. It would just be weird. It would be too weird. And I'm not to be morbid, but I honestly, I'm just like, what if I was ever in an accident and they had like, there was just
to identify you. They're like, she has all these tattoos, but she doesn't have one on her hip.
They're like, no, that's not her.
They like look at your face. They're like, it looks like her, but I don't remember that tattoo being there. I love it. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
A pleasure to speak with you. Have a good day. This episode is going to get me in so much trouble. I can't even believe how much I've aired out on this episode.
I'm just happy all the things that I've aired out, it deals with people I don't talk to anymore. Yeah, so I'm fine.
Like people I know. Yeah. This is bad. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you everyone who came on call waiting today. I love talking to you guys so much. I know I say that in my Insta stories every time we record. It's my favorite thing is to talk to you guys. If you ever want to call in, just make sure you're following me on Instagram or TikTok at Robin Schull Comic, because that's where I say how the topic is and how to call in. So now for our end segment, security.
Yes, so I did some research.
Yeah.
On, you know, through like all these like secret, you know, companies and all that on how to tell if someone's lying.
Okay.
So.
Wow, that's on topic.
Yes.
This might be our first time your end segment was on topic.
I try. Okay, so I have like five like tells on if you're lying. So what I want you to do is either tell me the truth or lying. And based on these like tricks to know, I'll be able to tell if you're lying or telling the truth.
Okay. So you want me to tell you a lie right now and you're going to tell me if, okay.
Okay.
I desperately have to go pee.
That is the truth because... Oh, no, it's a lie because you're smirking a little bit. It says if you smirk a little bit, then
it's
a lie.
No, but I'm smirking at you. You have to go by while I'm lying.
Oh, then it's the truth. You have to pee.
I do not have to pee.
Okay.
So the thing is, if someone smirks... This is not fair. Like, I smirk all the time. But okay, fine. Yeah.
Okay, so next... Okay,
tell another lie.
Or tell the truth. Yeah, and based on this, I'll be able to tell.
You are really good at doing this podcast.
You're telling the truth. You're telling the truth.
Why?
You didn't look at the exit.
Stop it. The exit's behind me. Why would I turn around to look at the exit?
If you keep looking at the exit, that means you're lying, but you're looking right at me.
I plead the fifth of whether or not that's true or not. Okay. Tell another lie.
Or tell the truth.
I have a very big crush right now.
On who?
Someone who works at the Betches office.
Oh, that's a truth because it says you would take longer than usual to respond to an instant question.
It is a lie. I do not. Although I find you all very good looking here at work at Betches. They're like, what the fuck is wrong? And she doesn't like her. She's so great herself. No, it was a lie. I don't have a massive crush.
Okay.
Wait, so are any of these working or not? So far, no.
No, not one has worked.
Okay.
Well, unless you think I'm doing a good job.
Because you said true.
Yeah, right. Because you didn't look at the exit.
I do think you do a good job. I wouldn't say really good job.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, one more. Thank one God more. This is almost over.
Okay.
I think I am more intelligent than pretty.
Okay. Could you mind telling me that again?
I find myself more intelligent than pretty.
Okay, I think that you're telling the truth.
And why do you say that?
Because you told the story pretty much verbatim of what you just said.
I find myself equally intelligent and beautiful.
I think this is a fail. This is not, I don't.
Oh, shocking. All right, guys, thank you everyone again who called into Call Waiting. I truly love talking to you guys. If you want to come see me live, head to my website, www.robinshaw.com, or follow me on Instagram and TikTok so you can find out the topic every week. That is at Robin Shaw Comic Security. I blame Judy.
There you go. I was saying the reason why this failed.
All right, guys, we have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.